Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And would you believe it? Argentina, of course, are the World Cup champions after beating France in Qatar. The match was, of course, live on TalkSport. Cue Adrian Durham, former England defender Stuart Pearce and Jim Bradford.
It's Messi. Oh, clever play. Right-hand side of the penalty area. Lloris makes a save. It's tucked in by Messi. It's over the line. He's going to hit it right-footed. Argentina are the champions of the world. Lionel Messi pens the ultimate ecstatic chapter to complete his already extraordinary story. Messi centre stage in his rightful place. Argentina, they're the champions in 2022. Lionel Messi has finally done it. He's finally emulated what Diego Maradona did. In fact, he's gone one better. He scored in the final. And Argentina have lifted the trophy. Messi's won the Copa with his country. He's now won the World Cup with his country. And you know about his legacy at club level. This man, this player.
Messi, left-footed, sends the keeper the wrong way. Messi scores. Argentina lead. Messi has his moment of history.
Well, that is the effect he's had, not only on a gnarly old ex-professional like myself, but to tens and tens of millions of children that he's influenced that want to pick a ball up at the age of 3 years old and go and play like Lionel Messi. He's been an absolute incredible role model to football. We're fortunate to have him. And he's been part of the ranks. He's been in the top five players that has ever played the game. There's no doubt there. He might even be top of it. Who knows? That's for another day. But credit to him. And you know exactly what it meant to him to play for Argentina and be successful with Argentina.
He's the main man. No question about it. Somebody check on Ronaldo. Somebody check on Piers Morgan. Because Lionel Messi has proved you all wrong. Proved you all wrong. The number one, and he's got the trophies to prove it.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you.
Your tears running down your eyes.
Yeah.
What does this mean to you for Argentina to win this World Cup?
It's hard to explain. Yeah. Like the tension, this game was insane, and winning is just like, I just can't believe it.
Maradona said it would be very hard in this modern game where every player sees everything. They're all students of the game. They're all shown clips. They're shown ways of killing talent, of stopping talent, caging talented footballers. He said it will be very difficult for somebody like Lionel Messi with his talent to win a World Cup. Well, he's only gone and done it. He's only gone and proved even the great man Maradona wrong. And smiling down from above, football heaven, Diego Maradona is there watching on as Lionel Messi celebrates with his Argentina teammates as they win the World Cup for the first time since 1986. They win the World Cup for the third time.
Mbappe has a hat-trick. He has his place in history. And France have drawn deep from the well again. Another equaliser, 4 minutes from the end of extra time.
To have actually played in two World Cup finals, you know, to have won one at that age, to score an hat-trick in the other one, well, listen, that's the sort of thing you dream about as a young child, you know, just playing in a World Cup.
let alone doing what he's done.
Tears in the eyes, tears have been spilled, and more will be within the safe sanctuary of the dressing room, away from prying eyes. Pape looking at his silver medal, but studiously ignoring the World Cup on its way past.
No.
Deschamps, who has achieved so much as captain of the side that won in 1998, as the head coach of the side that won in 2018, hoping that he would have a unique hat-trick, but it wasn't to be, and you would imagine that this will be his own swan song from the national team. It'll be interesting to see where Didier Deschamps is next. He's currently standing, not engaging in conversation, looking at his shoes on the platform.
This game of football has had every emotion that life can throw at you, you know, from euphoria that you've gained something, you've won something, to then have it snatched away from you, to then regain it, then snatched away. I mean, it's just been amazing, it really has.
Golden Glove Award, and no surprise that this goes to Emi Martinez of Argentina, as selected by FIFA.
I mean, his ability facing penalties was outstanding, psyching out the opposition. He was pushing it beyond the rules at times. The referee should have acted upon it earlier, but his job isn't to pacify the opposition. His job is to stop their penalties by hook or by crook.
Tchouaméni going up next for France, forced to retrieve the ball from the left-hand side of the penalty area.
Do you think that that is all sort of showmanship and drama? Did it really have an impact on the French players?
100% it did. Yeah, without a doubt. As I say, you're making the French players walk away to retrieve a ball you've thrown away. You're in the players' face, you're talking to them, you're sledging them, without a doubt.
I feel sorry for people who actually don't like football, because they can't experience the joy that we've just witnessed live on TalkSport. Just give in to the joy of football. Just love it. Love every moment, because it is a beautiful game.
And then flicked over the top, and Colin Moani is in! And it's a magnificent save from Emi Martinez. Came out and made himself big, got his thigh to it. Colin Moani rattling it goal-bound. And Emi Martinez makes the save, and now the break is on at the other end. France struggling to get bodies back. Lautaro Martinez heads it wide.
We've had so many twists and turns in this. It's been probably, well, there's no probably about it, probably the best final I've ever seen, without a doubt. And, well, what a way to close this World Cup.
Qatar, it's been a controversial host. It's hard to judge a country when you're wrapped up in a World Cup bubble. You can't get a feel for a place when you're watching four football matches a day. A Winter World Cup was nowhere near as bad as people thought it might be. I can see it happening again. North Africa or Saudi Arabia or across some Middle Eastern countries. We'll see. For England, it's on to the next tournament. Germany for the Euros in 18 months' time. Southgate's still the one. Let's hope he turns us on. But one thing I know for certain, we're powered by fans. We'll take you there on TalkSport. Today, here at Lucelle, Messi took the first half, and Mbappe took the second half. They shared extra time and so to penalties. Messi and Mbappe scored theirs. Golden ball to Messi. Golden boots to Mbappe. His World Cup final hat-trick sealed that prize, but he ended up on the losing side. The big one, the World Cup, is Messi's. But admiration for Mbappe as well. It's been a proper goat show tonight in Qatar. Debate done now. The answer is Messi. After the greatest final of all time, it's Lionel Messi's World Cup, and you've been listening to it on Talk Sports.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Gareth Southgate will stay on as England manager despite contemplating his future following the World Cup quarter-final defeat to France. He now intends to remain at least until his contract expires after Euro 2024. Former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino told Weekend Breakfast that he wants to see the Three Lions boss be bolder at the Euros.
He hits it right footed. Oh, he's blasted it over the bar. He's missed it. He's whacked it. It's a glorious opportunity to get back on level terms.
Winning is very difficult. It's not something we just flippantly go, oh, yeah, well, you should win because you got this. We've seen over the last few tournaments there's been progress. I think England have got a really good side. I do think it's scandalous that England have only won one trophy in international level since 66. It's just unbelievably crazy because England have had amazing teams over that time. To me, this is his real one that he has to go with. I'm going to change my style of management. I'm going to be a way more braver and I'm going to attempt to win the tournament. And the reason I'm staying is only to win this tournament. It's really the whole basis is it for me. Mm-hmm. Can you learn by losing? That's probably the bigger question for me, Nat. Can you learn?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.